Hello, welcome back to NPR Juniors Edition. I'm Olivia.
And I'm Kaylin, and today we're going to be talking about natural disasters and the effects of them.
Imagine you're getting in your bed after a long day of work, and you just put your kids to sleep. You're a single parent. You climb into bed and turn off the lights. Just as your eyelids are getting heavy, you hear the blaring sounds of the sirens.
You remember reading a chilling internet article about tornadoes on DoSomething.com. When you suddenly hear your kids screaming your name, you're panicked because you don't have an escape for this kind of disaster.
Natural disasters have been before around humans. People have been forced to adapt to these tragedies in order to survive. In the 500 years of record history in America, people have endured a variety of natural disasters.
Wow, and we still haven't fully prepared for them. Along its rivers, people have survived floods. In the dry areas of California, people have lived with wildfires. In the Great Plains, people have lived with tornadoes. On the West Coast, they have endured earthquakes and tsunamis. Lastly, the Gulf and the Atlantic states, hurricanes destroy their cities.
Yes, I've heard of this, especially in the ones that came through in the late 2018 in North Carolina. That was pretty, pretty rough. Natural disasters are a serious threat to Americans in every part of the country. Everyone should take precautions to the part of the country. Everyone should prepare for the disaster that commonly affect the region.
Yeah, I mean, you never know, it could happen too. Natural disasters are a serious issue that can create a big loss. People can lose their homes, their livelihood, and even their friends and family. But when a disaster strikes, there is help.
Many disasters are covered with proper insurance. Sometimes will help when the insurance company won't, such as with big floods and hurricanes.
Finally, there is always help available from certain charities, such as the American Red Cross. They stand a foundation where you can donate money, clothes, and food too. They also help those in need of a shelter.
It would be really helpful to even donate a little money, so please donate to the American Red Cross Association. Signing out, I'm Olivia.
And I'm Caitlin, and this is NPR Juniors Edition.